WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Please stick around for the old codger. Here with an armful of 78s and an Edison player, filling in for Antique Phonograph Music Program. Whoa.
Said, I'd rather you would own a camel. So she went and stole that lamb next day. Mary cried about her loss until she bought a horse.
Whoa.
You should see the way she walks since she learned to ride a horse. One foot lags, the other walks since she learned to ride a horse. She took up bareback riding, thought she would get thin. Oh, what an awful shape she's in since she learned to ride a horse. She learned to ride a horse. Stands up when she eats her meals, and she learned to ride a horse. The horses are complaining, say they're out of luck. Whoa, they would rather pull a truck, since she learned to ride a horse.
Meanwhile, baby walking down the street,
telling everybody but the chief police, you gotta step it up and go. Yeah. Well, if they ain't staying fat at all, I swear you gotta step it up and go. Wait again now. Woman, tell her hurry home. He ain't had no liver since she been gone. Got to step it up and go. Yeah, yeah. Well, can't stand fat at all. Swear you got to step it up and go. Why sing this verse? Ain't why sing no more. Get my girl come and I got to go. You got to step it up and go. Yeah, yeah. Well, can't stand fat at all. Swear you got to step it up and go.
And it's a good evening to you. There's got to be at least one of you out there listening. This is the old codger, Courtney T. Edison, I'm putting in this evening for the Antique Photograph music program. So the music will be good. Maybe even better than the other guys play. But I'm here for an hour. I'm going to chat with you from time to time and play some music. We just heard Blind Boy Fuller. Step it up and go. Seven Little Polar Bears before that, since she learned to ride a horse. A horse. Yes, that's what they used to call them, a horse. Well, anyway. So I'm filling in. I've been on the radio station since 1928. It's a grandfather clause that keeps me on the radio. That and the fact that I do a better show than everybody else down here. And I'm not just here to host a radio show and play you the best music ever recorded on 78 RPM records. I'm not just here to be the poet laureate of surface noise. I'm not just here to pour forth the rarest, purest forms of sanity and common sense that you are likely to hear on this godforsaken radio station, which is largely populated by knaves and poltroons. No, I'm also here to do business. That's right. I can sell you my unwanted 78 RPM records, especially if you want 78 by those useless hotel orchestras of the 1920s. I have a word for them. I call them landfill. In fact, I have extended my property an additional 4 feet into a small pond, which is adjacent to my Poughton shanty, by burying thousands of 78s of silly crooners, weepy torch singers, and saccharine dance orchestras of the 1920s. But I still have plenty left. I can sell them to you if you want to buy them. People leave me their 78 collections in their wills. I've outlived dozens of friends, and will continue to do so. So my collection will continue to grow, and many of my dead friends had lousy taste in music. So, you can buy these discs from me. I have compiled a catalog of hundreds of 78 RPM discs I have for sale, and I can mail you a catalog. It is 10 pages long. I hope you can read my handwriting. My Underwood Standard No. 3 typewriter is currently in the shop. It's been in the shop since 1952. It's very hard to get parts. Anyway, but the show must go on. And it will after I finish trying to sell you my unwanted 78 RPM records. So you can write to me, care of the station, address it to Courtney T. Edison, the old codger, and send a self-addressed stamped envelope. Please use 2 stamps, because as I said, the catalog is 10 pages long. Or you can call me at home. I'll give you my phone number. Get a pencil. I'll wait. Okay, you got the pencil? Okay, here's my phone number. A lot of you already know it, but a lot of you don't. I've had the same phone number since 1892. Write down my phone number. It is 6. So call me, and I'll read you the entire catalog over the phone. Okay, we have to go back to music now. Hope to do business with many of you out there. So here we have some old Calypso music. I hope you like it. On the old Kaiser program on WFMU.
According to condition, my friends and relation, they gave me their opinion. According to condition, my friends and relation, they gave me their opinion. One said, join the shouters band, another one said, be an obvious man. But why your I answer no, I think I'm going to learn to dance the tango. I was advised by a certain friend who introduced me then to the shouters then, and all the ceremonies that I went through, he sang, Moses, Moses, step off thy shoe. I fasted for 40 days singing him, and then they docked me in the river, but I could not swim. Then to Viola I answered, no, I think I'm going to learn to dance the tango. Time, friends, I got so fat, and you can imagine the cause of that. Stew eggs and fried macaroni needed in the meeting the sisters would bring to me. Khaki, serges, Palm Beach and white, the cockat and the legginess to lace up tight. Still, to Viola I answered no, I think I'm going to learn to dance the tango. After that I dropped a different plan and decided to be an obvious man. Around my neck I had a sharp blade, and the beard that I had was like Chalbabi. The shirt on my bosom was a motor car bag, and the coat on my back was a tiggly rag. And to Viola I answered no, I think I'm going to learn to dance the tango. Now listen, friend, what I had in me room was a grinning skeleton with a face of gloom. A dancing peacock painted in red, with a jumping crop or without a head. Three blind mice and a mackerel snake, and a big tar baby to walk and shake. Then to Viola I answered no, I think I'm going to learn to dance the tango.
Thank you. Has anybody seen myself? Not me, sails on the mourner.
Yes, yes. There was a girl named Sally with knocked knees and cross eyes. She cheated her best pally with a guy's guise. She had but one ambition, and to her it was a cinch. She was in the right position when she sat on the Mona's bench. Anybody here seen Knock Knee Sal?
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Oh, Cush Foot, Slew Foot, Flat Foot Sal.
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Has anybody here seen Knock Knee Sal?
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
She's killer, dealer, she's my gal.
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Now old Sal can't be trusted, no matter where she goes.
Yeah.
She's bound to come up busted. And I know, no,
sure, sure.
She had but one ambition.
Preacher Deacon.
And to her it is a cinch.
Yeah.
She's in the right position when she's sitting on the Mona's bench.
Glory!
Anybody yet seen Knock Knee Sal?
Knock Knee Sal's on the Mona's bench.
Oh, Good Foot, Flat Foot, Slew Foot Sal.
Knock Knee Sal's on the Mona's bench.
Oh, tall, slim, lean Sal.
Knock Knee Sal's on the Mona's bench.
She's smelly as a sheller, she's my gal.
Knock Knee Sal's on the Mona's bench.
Take it, boy.
Yes, yes. That's what I'm talking about.
Anybody else seen Knock Knee Sal?
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Oh, Good Foot, Flat Foot, Slew Foot Sal.
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
She's a sender boy, she's my gal.
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Won't you help me find old Knock Knee Sal?
Knock Knee Sal on the Mona's bench.
Yes, brother, I thank you. Just drop your nickels in and help me find myself. Yes, it's more blessed to give than receive. Anybody here seen Knock Knee Sally? Has anybody here seen my Knock Knee Sal? Knock Knee Sal's on the Mona's bench.
Yeah.
last kind word I hear my dad say. Lord, the last kind word I hear my daddy say. If I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy chill, please don't bear my soul. I just leave me out. Let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the Richmond field. And if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you golden ears. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking done. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, said, daughter, don't you be so wise. The Mississippi River, you know it's deep and wide. I can't stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean, I see you after close the deep.
There's some wonderful music there from Geechee Wiley, and that was called Last Kind Word Blues. Duke Ellington and his Harlem Foot Warmers before that with Rockin' in Rhythm. The Ink Spots did Knock Kneed Sal on the Mourner's Bench. Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, a great duo from the late 1920s, early 1930s. Penn Beach Blues from Joe and Eddie. And the Executor, some calypso, did Three Friends Advice. So, this is the Old Codger, this is WFMU, and I have some advice for you. It's time for a commercial message on the Old Codger radio program. If you have packages to ship, but you are on a limited budget, do what I do. Hello, I'm the Old Codger, and I call Rummy Delbarton's brother, Fred Delbarton, who handles all my shipping needs. His company is called FedEx, and their rates are cheaper than all the other delivery services. You call Fred, he comes to your house to pick up your package, then he asks if he can take a nap on your couch. He snores a bit. Then maybe he needs a snack, so he goes into your kitchen, opens up the refrigerator. Then he hangs out a bit. Maybe he touches things in your house. Maybe your wife. But FedEx, their services are cheap. Fred comes into your house. Sometimes you can smell liquor on Fred's breath. His truck is a beat-up jalopy. Sometimes while he's out on the delivery route, he runs out of gas. But his delivery rates are cheap. So FedEx sometimes delivers to the wrong address. Sometimes he leaves the package outside on the stoop in the rain. Or he leaves it on the front steps of the apartment building in the urban area. But listen to me. FedEx is cheap. So, if you're looking to save money on delivery services, and you're willing to gamble the contents of the shipment, and willing to risk occasional non-delivery, not always, but sometimes, then use FedEx, because it's cheaper than all the other delivery services. And FedEx will guarantee that they are cheaper. I say they, but it's Fred. So, if FedEx does not deliver your package in 2 months, he will refund your money minus a small service charge, which he uses to refill that bottle. I mean, refuel. FedEx for some of your delivery needs all the time. Well, that was a commercial message here on non-commercial WFMU. Well, anyway, I'm the old codger filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour. I'm talking too much. I gotta play all this great music. How about some Louis Jordan? Yes!
So I can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ed. A man's best friend is a bed. I want a big fat pillow that's softer than a billowy cloud for my head. Take it from me now. The best headpiece ain't a hat. Yes, a friend will ditch you. A horse will pitch you. A car will give you lots of grief. A dog will bite you. Your wife will fight you. But if you want some genuine relief, just get a great big comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a bed. In trouble, worries double, and everybody's talking back. Just take your shoes off, you'll shake the blues off. If you will just let go and hit the sack in a nice, cool, comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a bed. Soldier, marine, or sailor, or anyone who's been without. What do they miss most? What thought is foremost? No, sir, you're wrong. It's just a great big comfortable bed where you can really spread out and all that. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a bed. Yeah, if you dig me, Jack, you'll hit the sack. This ain't no jump, boy. Hit that buck. Take it from me, Ted. A man's best friend is a
thank you. I hear your new releases. I'm in the market for some brand new pieces. Let me read your record list. There may be something I don't want to miss. Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and the Dorseys. Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra, they're the voices. King Cole and Johnny Mercer just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Artie Shaw, Coleman Hawkins, and Harry James. Lena Horne, Dinah Shore, a few of the names. Carmen Monvando, Xavier Cugat, jumping at the record shop. Jack Benny and Bob Hope tell the jokes. Bob Wills and Spade Cooley play the folks. Sammy Kaye, Gene Cooper, and Johnny Long. Slim Gaylor, the guy, wrote this song. Pied Piper Calloway, Anita O'Day, Keith Smith, Perry Como, just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford, too. Harry James, Jimmy Bussie, Ben Boozy, Betty Hutton, Kay Kaiser, all have fame. Don't feel slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis and Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record shop. Calloway, Anita O'Dea, Keith Smith and Perry Como just won't wait. Eddie Cantor, Francis Langford, Jimmy Lunsford too. Henry Busser, Guy Lombardo know just what to do. Betty Hutton, Kay Kaiser all have fame. Don't be a slighted if we miss your name. Al Jarvis, Martin Block just won't stop jumping at the record. We only had 3 minutes and we're not to blame because we jumped at the record shop.
Train. summer day. That's when she left me and gone to stay. And now she's gone, but I don't worry. I'm sitting on top of the world. You
listen to some fine music here, for a change, on WFMU. I'm the old codger, I'm filling in for the Antique Phonograph music program, usually heard. Oh, by the way, I will be on next week as well. They're giving me two straight weeks to do a radio show and introduce you to some good music for a change. We just heard the Hackberry Ramblers with On Top of the World. The Slim Gaylord Quartet. I love Slim Gaylord. In a manly way, of course. Jumping at the record shop. Frankie Trumbauer, Bix Beiderbecke, and Eddie Lang did For No Reason at All in C. Hal Herson and his orchestra did Papa Do. And Louis Jordan and his Tiffany Five with The Man's Best Friend is a Bed. Now listen. I want to tell you something. I'm going to blow the whistle here. You remember that fundraising campaign they called a marathon that WFMU held last March? Remember they'd come on the air or the disc jockeys and they'd say, please, please, send us your money or we're going to go off the air. We need your money to fix our broken down equipment. Our music director is starving. Please, won't you help? What that means is, if you don't give us money for playing so much crappy music, WFMU might have to start playing good music that people are willing to pay for. And I don't know how they would define good music, but anything would be an improvement over the crap this station plays when I'm not on the air. Anyway, that sales pitch, it was total BS. You know where that money is going? I found out. WFMU management is using listener donations to construct what they secretly call their Building 8 Moonshot Unit. They are developing ways to penetrate the minds of potential listeners, people outside in the street, to intrude on their thought processes, to disrupt their thinking, to engage in mind control, to make ordinary people more accepting of crappy music. That's right, WFMU has a plan to make bad music happen to good people. So they've taken that money. They hired 15 research scientists. Oh, they command top dollar. And they're establishing this venture, this Building 8 Moonshot Unit. It's a form of invasive thought penetration, but station manager and project chief Ken Friedman told some snoopy reporter, I got the quote here, that this is not about decoding anyone's random thoughts. It is a silent speech system telling us what you really want us to know but don't have the courage to express. He claims the station will be able to hear thoughts developing in people's brains, and WFMU will be able to sort out the musical urges from the primal sex fixations, from the immature needs and wants, and the unfocused hate that preoccupies so much of your feeble brain. Ken Friedman says this will make WFMU better serve the community, but I know it's the other way around. It will make the community better serve WFMU's nefarious ends. I am the old codger, and I cannot condone this scheme, and I will not be part of it. This is a dastardly plot, and I urge you, the listeners, you tuned in right now, I urge you to report it to the authorities ASAP. Tell them that Ken Friedman is a menace to society. There, I've said it. He should be shackled and marched off to the Hooskow. So, I just had to get that off my chest. Now we're going to go back to some fine music here on the Old Codger filling in for the Antique Phonograph program on WFMU.
Business to yourself. Please, darling, do me a favor. Keep our business to yourself. I don't want you to tell nobody in your family, and don't mention it to nobody else. Don't tell your mother, don't tell your father, don't tell your sister, don't mention it to your brother. Please, darling, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, and don't mention it to nobody else. Have a husband, I have a wife. If you start to talk that you'll mess up our life, please, please, baby, keep our business to yourself. Don't you tell nobody, don't mention to nobody else. Goodbye, darling.
Coast to coast, don't believe in spooks, don't believe in ghosts. But there's a little guy you might have seen. He comes wrapped in smoke and called nicotine. He'll get in your lungs, tarnish your teeth, affect your nerves, and go down to your feet. If you start to scratch and itch a little bit, you ain't got nothing but a nicotine fit.
Nic-nic-nico-nicotine. You are just a devil, so it seems.
I chewed, I smoked, and snuff, I dipped, but all I got was a nicotine fit.
Nick, 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 oh, nicotine.
I was down at a bar the other night. Had a few drinks and got a little tight. I had a great big chaw between my teeth, hitting a cuspidor at 20 feet. High on the wall was a great big fly, so I gathered some juice and aimed with one eye. I reared right back and the juice really hit. I watched him die with a nicotine fit.
Nick, 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 oh, nicotine. You are just a devil, so it seems.
I chewed, I smoked, and snuffed, I dipped, but all I got was a nicotine fit.
Nick, 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 oh, nicotine.
Once knew a guy by the name of Fred. Had a bad habit of smoking in bed. Once while smoking he fell asleep. The cigarette burned and got on the sheet. house smoked up and the firemen came. They thought Fred croaked, there was so much flame. The house burned down, he wasn't hurt a bit. But Fred died later with a nicotine fit.
Nick, 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 oh, nicotine. You are just a devil, so it seems.
I chewed, I smoked, and stuff I dipped, but all I got was a nicotine fit.
Nick, 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 oh, nicotine. Nick, 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 oh, nicotine.
I'm enjoying playing all this great music for you, but it would not be an old codger radio program if we didn't hear from my old flame, Sophie Tucker.
If there's anything that drives me wild, it's a woman acting like a child. Because some man has given her the air, so what? Girls, that's one thing we've all got to go through. I've had men walk out on me, too. Did it get my goat? I should say not. Any time that I get air, believe me, I'm well. I'm strictly a one-man woman. My rule is safety first. I've always got an understudy who is well rehearsed. And no one man is ever going to worry me. I don't cheat. I don't chisel. I believe in playing square. When you're going out for an automobile ride, I say it always pays to take a spare. And no one man is ever going to worry me. I'm a pretty good housekeeper. I'm a first-class cook. I'm as faithful as the puppy dog. But just the same, I've got an address book. An address book like a Selfridge's catalog. There's plenty of fishes in the sea. I don't have long to wait. And as long as I've still got my lines in the can with plenty of bait, no one man is ever going to worry me. Why, when a smart man buys a suit of clothes, he gets two pairs of pants. Well, smart gal does the same thing when she starts out on a romance. And no one man is ever going to worry me. And another thing, as long as there's a brush man with a brush to sell, and as long as there's a lounge in any large hotel, no one man is ever going to worry me. I'm a do-right gal. I don't run loose. I'm not the kind of a woman that meanders. But just the same, if a man takes me for a goose, he's gonna find out I'm one goose who knows her gander. You see, I believe in giving tit for tat. That's the way I live. And I'm entitled to a hell of a lot of tat for what I've got to give. And no one man is ever going to worry me.
Thank you.
And that finishes up the program. That was the great Eddie Lang. He died way too young. That was Eddie Lang on the guitar with Feeling My Way. Sophie Tucker. Yes, she, this whole global warming thing, it all started with Sophie. She was the last of the Red Hot Mamas. They've all cooled down since then. Anyway, she did No One Man Is Ever Going to Worry Me, Sophie Tucker. She was a rambling gal. And before that, we heard Ramblin' Jimmy Dolan with Nicotine Fitch. Sonny Boy Williamson did Keep It To Yourself. I'm the old codger, Courtney T. Edison. I will be back next week at this time, filling in for the Antique Phonograph Hour program, radio, music extravaganza. Again, the Philco Cheap Cigar Boudoir, whatever you want to call it. I'm going home now. Well, actually, I'm going to go out onto town. I'm going to get plushed to the scuppers. Yes, and when I do, no groove is safe from my stylus. Ha! Well, you stay tuned for Sam here on WFMU East Orange, WMFU, they got that backwards, Mount Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. What does that even mean? Stay tuned. Thank you.
Thank you.